happened, there's nowhere to run. And as the smoke clears up, they did it to colonize. It's genocide. Ceasefire!
Kid trying to be, when will you cease?
Z-Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and Noreen with your 9am Z-Lines. In local news, laws passed in Queensland Parliament on Wednesday night will restrict good character references being used in sentencing against convicted sex offenders. As of November, letters advocating for defendants' good character will be limited to certain circumstances only. Attorney General Deb Frecklington said that many victims describe the use of good character references in these cases as distressing and re-traumatising, and that these laws will be introduced to assure that victims feel seen and heard. Several survivors have argued that the laws are not strong enough, believing that good character references in these cases should not just be limited but banned altogether. And Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has urged for peace as political unrest grows around the country and globally. We need to reject political extremism in this country and in this city in particular, he said in a last-minute change to a speech at Queen's Wharf yesterday afternoon. He praised Brisbane's multicultural identity, saying, quote, "We can rightly claim to be the world's most successful multicultural nation, and it's something we should protect," end quote. He said the city is in a period of opportunity for exciting growth and reinforced the importance of protecting harmony and community amidst a time of anti-immigration rhetoric.
In national news, a 12-month pilot project has trained 250 landholders to use camera and audio technology to monitor activity on their properties with aims to help conservation of Australia's wildlife. New South Wales mid-north coast resident Andy McCoubery found 7 species of microbats, owls, sugar gliders, squirrel gliders and koalas roaming his property late at night. Across the 250 landholders, 1,213 different species were identified, with 46 of those being threatened species. With the project now wrapping up, the Biodiversity Conservation Trust hoped localised hubs and could soon be established to continue to loan out cameras and recording equipment. The second stage of this project will expand into more Aussie states and wrap up in 2026. In more news, there have been 3 new confirmed cases of a measles outbreak in far northern Queensland. The number of measles cases has doubled, with warnings of more exposure sites, including Cairns Hospital's maternity ward. The hospital has issued an alert making masks mandatory for visitors and staff after confirming that a potentially infectious visitor spent more than 8 hours in the maternity ward. The new cases may have been acquired locally and reported infectious when visiting sites in Mareeba and Smithfield, alongside exposure sites that have been added to the ongoing public health alert. Those without a vaccination or who are immunocompromised are most at risk of contracting the illness.
And in international news, Israeli attacks on Gaza City have continued to worsen as the nation's military allege that they are opening a, quote, temporary transportation route, end quote, out of the city that will last for 48 hours. It comes after the most authoritative United Nations report yet concluded that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military admitted to attacking over 150 targets in Gaza City since Tuesday, with at least 64 people killed on Wednesday. It is believed that over 64,000 Palestinians have been slaughtered since October 7, 2023, with no end in sight as more countries continue to condemn Israel's government.
For your weather today, Brisbane is picture perfect with warm and sunny conditions expected for the rest of the day. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. So don't forget to slip, slop, slap, Brisbane. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
You only need to appear as a threat to possibly be swooped by